Joining us in the studio right now to talk about some of his first impressions from his tour in Boston yesterday is incoming Boston School Superintendent Tommy Chang. Dr. Chang, thanks for being with us.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
So the first day of your Listen and Learn tour, right, is under your belt now. So tell us a little bit about the visit to Boston International High School yesterday. You mentioned during our story that you were struck by the diversity of the students. So what were some of your other takeaways?
Yes, Boston International's, the second school I visited yesterday, really struck by the deep respect for the diversity at the school, especially in terms of language and culture. I had an opportunity to sit down with multiple students who shared with me how much they loved and appreciated the school.
Mm-hmm. And now, you know, of course, that Boston has challenges. And sometimes with diversity, some of those challenges come, particularly achievement gaps in trying to make sure that all languages and all cultures get to the same level in terms of educational attainment. How do you do that as a superintendent?
So there are obvious opportunity gaps here in Boston. But at the same time, I have also had the opportunity to witness some amazing turnaround in schools. So one of the schools I visited yesterday was Mildred Avenue K-8, and it was a turnaround effort led by teachers alongside a collaborative school principal. And in partnership with Boston's Teachers Union, Boston Public Schools has turned around that school, and the school continues to see improvement.
In terms of diversity, what do we do about increasing the diversity among the teaching staff in Boston?
I think that the teachers in front of youth in the city of Boston, the leaders who are leading schools in Boston, needs to represent the diversity of culture and thought of the communities here in Boston. So I am not only supportive, but will work actively to bring more diversity to our teaching and our leadership.
Your former position in Los Angeles, the position you're leaving to come here, you were basically in charge of the, I want to make sure I have this right here, the Intensive Support and Innovation Center, is that right?
Yes.
And it's my understanding that some of the work of that center was actually modeled on work that's been done here with pilot schools and with collaborating with outside organizations to help with education. Is that correct as well?
That is correct.
Now, some people have wondered whether that means that you would support more, perhaps, business involvement in the schools or more charter schools, since you also founded a charter school. What's your position on more charter schools in Boston and the role of business and private organizations in helping education?
My position in that it is critical for Boston Public Schools to partner with any organization that wants to help improve the education of youth in the city. So whether that is businesses who want to partner up to help us redesign high schools, or whether it's charter schools that want to support us in professional development, I am completely open to collaborating with all partners.
Hmm. So how do you make sure that you maintain independence from various outside organizations as an educational institution then? It's a as tough this, question, right? Yeah.
No, it's not. I think as a superintendent of Boston Public Schools, I'm committed to the institution of public schools here in the city of Boston. However, I believe that we do have a lot to learn from not only businesses, not only from charter schools, but from other industries as well. I am very moved by transformation within the healthcare industry and the innovation work that is done in technology firms. So I think we can learn from all those institutions as well.
Right. Should we have more charter schools, do you think?
I believe we need to have high-quality choice in every single neighborhood. I cannot really speak on behalf of what sort of decisions that will be made about the charter cap.
Yeah. I have to ask you this quickly. I read that you're a Dodgers fan. Are we going to convert you?
I had an opportunity to attend my first Red Sox game. I had a great time last Tuesday.
All right. Thanks for being with us. That's Boston's incoming school superintendent, Dr. Tommy Chang.